Jack Armstrong,
the all-American boy.
Wave the pipe for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, here's an imaginary scene that's probably pretty familiar to you. It's about 7 in the morning. Chuck Hale is sound asleep, the covers pulled tightly over his head.
Charles Hale, turn off that alarm clock right now and get up.
All right, Mother. I'll be right down.
But 10 minutes later, we find Chuck still in bed and...
Charles, are you up?
I'll be up in a minute, Mom.
The next week, Mrs. Hale had a swell idea. Guess what it was yet? Okay, I'll tell you. She saw to it that Chuck got a big breakfast of champions every morning. Yes, sir, a big bowl of crisp, crackling Wheaties with lots of milk and topped off with sliced bananas or some other fruit. Now, here's what happened when Chuck knew that a breakfast of champions was waiting for him every morning. Listen.
Boy, that floor's cold. Where's my slippers? Here's one fellow that's going to get dressed in record time. Mom! Mom!
What is it, Charles?
Have you got my Wheaties ready?
They're on the table waiting for you.
I'll be there in just a second. Hot dog, Wheaties with bananas. Hey, Mom!
Yes, Charles?
Better get me a couple of helpings of those Wheaties. I'm hungry as a bear.
Yes, I don't know of any breakfast that makes quite such a solid hit with a high-powered appetite as this breakfast combination of Wheaties, milk or cream, and fruit. It's got the kind of flavor that ought to make second helpings a regular thing at your house. Why, say, once you've tasted a breakfast of champions, I'm willing to bet my old mustache cup you'll be an A-number-one Wheaties fan from here on in. Now, look, why don't you ask Mother right now, before you do another thing, to get the makings of a breakfast of champions from the grocer the very next time she shops. Then eat a man-sized helping of Wheaties, milk, and fruit every morning from now on. See about getting that supply of Wheaties right now. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. A gray and angry dawn is breaking over the storm-swept China Sea. Great gray-bearded waves are rolling in toward the Luzon coast, and wind-torn clouds are scudding overhead. The two-masted schooner Spindrift, under reef sails, is driving through these heavy seas on her way to the Sulu Sea in search for some precious uranium-235 lost on a sunken yacht. On board the Spindrift are Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim and the Filipino sailor Michelle. All night long, they have forced the Spindrift into the teeth of the gale, trying to get away from the power schooner Black Shark. The international adventurer, Dr. Shapato, and his crew are aboard the Black Shark, and they're following the Spindrift to the Sulu Sea, hoping to steal the precious uranium when it is found. And now, as the first light of day softens a stormy night, Uncle Jim is at the wheel, and Michelle is helping him. Betty is below asleep, and Jack and Billy are struggling to get down the foresail in the rising wind. Listen.
Is your lifeline made fast, Billy? Another one of these waves is going to sweep aboard in a minute.
You bet it's made fast, Jack. I'll never forget the time that you were swept overboard in the Pacific.
Might it be worse if one of us went overboard now, Billy? Still too dark to see anything.
I wish it were light enough to see if the Black Shark is anywhere near us.
It'll be light enough soon. And now let's tackle this foresail. It's going to be a job to get it down and furled in this wind.
Okay, Jack. I'll take the peak halyard. You take the throat.
Let it out, Billy. Work at that sail with the boat.
Oh, hold it, Jack. My halyard is stuck.
Stay there, Billy. I'll grab hold of the canvas and downhaul it.
Okay. You'll have to catch that whippy canvas on the fly, Jack.
Oh, there you are. Good boy.
It's just as soon hold onto a wildcat.
Okay, Billy. She's free now. Lower away.
This is one time I'm glad we have the old-fashioned gaff rig, Jack. If the sail had to come down on a slide, it'd jam sure as anything.
Well, this old-fashioned rig is the only rig for a storm, Billy. There, she's down now. Now the real puzzle begins. Let's try and gather in that canvas.
We'll have to manhandle it in a big way, Jack. This wind wants to tear it to pieces.
All right, we're getting it in, Billy. Don't let go.
It's trying to jerk loose. There. I'm getting some of it in.
Hang on to it, Billy. I'll pass the line around.
That's getting it, Jack. I'll get the rest of the sail in now.
Atta boy. We'll soon have this wildcat tamed. Here, I'll pass the line around the rest of it.
Hey, the ship rides better now, Jack, with just the mainsail and jib drawing.
Oh, he's still got the rail under, but she does ride a lot better. Let's get back to the cockpit. Let your lifeline slide along the stanchion cable.
This lifeline and I'll never be parted, I hope.
I'll feel safer when we're back in the cockpit. We're going to have green water sweeping the deck soon. The postal's all tucked away, Uncle Jim.
Good work, Jack. That takes some of the strain off the ship.
And it hasn't cut our speed any either, Uncle Jim.
This double reef mainsail will give us all the speed we can manage in this sea, Billy. You haven't picked up the black shark yet, have you, Jack?
It's still too dark to see much, Uncle Jim. All I can see are the tops of the waves and the spray flying about.
I think I can make out the Luzon coast against the eastern sky several miles off the port.
Jumping Jupiter, we're quite a ways out to sea.
That's where we want to be, Billy. A lee shore is a dangerous thing in a storm.
Suppose I go below and try to get another radio report on the typhoon, Uncle Jim.
No, let Billy go, Jack. I may need you here on deck to help Michelle if we have to run up a storm sail.
I'll go, Uncle Jim. Let me know if you see the black shark.
We'll tell you if we see her, Billy. You get to that radio. Wait a minute. Don't forget to unsnap your lifeline.
Here it is, Jack. I hope that typhoon isn't getting any closer.
If the black shark is close to us, Uncle Jim, we'll see her soon. Help me look for her, Michelle.
Hey, look, Senor Jack. But maybe black shark got sense. Maybe she go back to Manila.
That would be the sensible thing to do, Michelle. But I'll bet a million the black shark doesn't go back to Manila. I'll bet she's somewhere in the offing, hoping to catch sight of us when daybreak.
I'm afraid you're right, Jack. The black shark isn't going to give up until she knows that the typhoon will swoop down on us.
Say, Uncle Jim, look how that mainsail is straining. No wonder the canvas doesn't rip to pieces.
It will rip to pieces if this wind gets much worse, Jack. Take a look at the barometer and see what the bad news is.
Hand me the barometer, Michelle. It's hanging just inside the companion hatch.
Me get barometer. Here it is. Me no like what it say.
Boy, I don't like it either. It's dropped 3 points, Uncle Jim. At this rate, it'll soon be down to 27 inches.
That's a typhoon reading in any ocean, Jack. But if the center of the storm is still moving westward, it won't get any worse.
And if it suddenly moves north, it's just too bad.
Look, senor. Me see black shark.
You see the black shark? Where, Michelle?
Over this way.
She?
There she is, Jack. To windward of us.
What? Why, she's close to us.
No wonder we didn't see her sooner. We're between her and shore, Jack. She'll never let us out of her sight again if she can help it.
What we do now, Captain Fairfield? We go back to Manila, huh?
No, Michelle. We're not turning back to Manila now. We'll get another chance to slip away from her tonight. It'll be too good a chance to miss. We'll never get away from her in good weather.
But what if typhoon comes this way, Captain Fairfield?
We'll decide about that after we get the latest radio reports on the storm, Michelle. I'm not afraid to take the spindrift into a typhoon, but I don't believe the black shark would dare to face a real blow.
Look, Uncle Jim, I think the black shark is changing her course. She's going to close in on it.
It looks that way, Jack. She wants to get as near to us as she can, naturally.
Well, here comes Billy from below. Hi, Billy. Look what we picked up off the starboard.
Sulfur and catfish. How did the black shark get so close to us without our seeing her?
It was just too dark for us to see her before, that's all. Did you get any reports of the typhoon on the radio, Billy?
I'll say I did. I just came up to tell you all about it.
Did the report say which way the storm was heading, Billy?
No, it didn't, Uncle Jim. But a tanker sent out an SOS in the North Zulu Sea. She reported that she was in the exact center of the typhoon.
In the North Zulu Sea, eh? That's not so good.
The center of the storm must be moving northward, Uncle Jim.
Not quite, Jack. More northwestward. If it holds that course, she'll still miss us.
What if it bears north, Uncle Jim? We'll run right into it.
Perhaps, Billy. Watch it. There's a big wave coming aboard.
Hold on, Billy. She's going to sweep the deck. Look at her come. Oh, that's our first real dunking of this storm, Billy.
Yeah, and I'll bet you there's lots more where that came from. Oh, jumping Jiminy, there's Betty coming up from the forward cabin. She better be careful.
Betty, put on that lifeline before you come aft.
I will, Uncle Jim. I'm putting it on now.
Hi, Betty, why did you come on deck? You didn't get any sleep last night.
I couldn't sleep, Jack. I couldn't stay in my bunk without holding on. There's the black shark.
Yeah, she outguessed us last night, Betty. She figured out just where we'd be.
But she's heading right for us, Uncle Jim. She's getting closer and closer.
She's going to stick pretty close to us, Betty, if she can.
I bet she won't stick close to us if the typhoon heads for us, Uncle Jim.
No, she'll go to the nearest shelter in that case, Jack.
The typhoon must be coming nearer, Uncle Jim. I've never seen such a wind. Why, I can hardly stand up again.
It is getting worse, Betty. Billy, suppose you run below and stick to the radio. We want to keep posted on that typhoon.
All right, Uncle Jim. Move over, Betty, so I can get down the companionway.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll get you the latest news. I can see Chapetto on the deck of the Black Shark, Uncle Jim. And there's Lazaro and Blackbeard with him, too.
I imagine that Chapetto and Lazaro wish that we'd remain back in Manila, Jack. I wouldn't care to be out in a typhoon with a black shark under me. She's too old a ship.
Say, Uncle Jim, maybe they aren't just trying to close in on us. Maybe they're working into some shelter from the storm.
That's possible, Jack. Though right now, the weather isn't quite bad enough to force them to shelter.
But, Uncle Jim, maybe they've heard that the typhoon is going to strike near here. Maybe that's why they're working sinking in the shore.
Well, if that's the case, we'll soon get the news ourselves, Betty.
The Black Jack is going to cross our stern, so she holds that course, Uncle Jim.
She'll give us plenty of seaway, Jack. She won't risk smashing into us in this thing. We'd all go to the bottom if she did.
Hey, look at Billy. He's hopping up with bad news written all over his face.
What do the reports say, Billy? Any news of the path of the typhoon?
You bet there's news, Uncle Jim. Typhoon signal number 7 is up in Manila.
Number 7, Billy? Already?
That's what it said, Uncle Jim. And everyone in Manila is warned that the typhoon may strike somewhere around here this afternoon.
Get back to the radio, Billy. Get all the latest reports.
I'll stick by it, Uncle Jim. That explains why the Black Shark is working in toward shore, Uncle Jim. They received word of the typhoon.
We go back, Captain Pettyfish. We go back to Manila now?
We haven't time to get back to Manila, Michelle. That typhoon will be blasting away at us in a few hours. We just get caught in Manila Bay with a lee shore and not enough sea room.
But what can we do, Uncle Jim? We've got to get to shore somewhere.
I don't know about that, Betty. I don't want to find myself beating off a lee shore when the typhoon strikes. Every bit of canvas will go by the board. A dozen anchors wouldn't hold us.
There's a landlocked cove in the Luzon shore not far from here, Uncle Jim. Maybe we can get in there.
That's probably where the Black Shark is going, Jack. Come below with me and we'll take a look at the chart. Michelle, take the wheel. Hold her on this course until I come back.
Aye, just be on foot.
Come on below, Jack.
Watch your step, Uncle Jim.
Well, Jack. Stick to that radio, Billy. Never mind us. Now, pull out the chart of these waters, Jack. It's the one on top.
All right. Here it is, Uncle Jim. I'll spread it out on the table. Better hold on tight. We're pitching like a bucking bronco.
Here's that landlocked cove, Jack. I'm sure the Black Shark is going to find shelter there. We certainly don't want to be in there with her. Not with that band of ruffians aboard.
Well, here's another cove further down the coast, Uncle Jim. We could go in there.
No, not on your life, Jack. It's not protected enough. We'd be caught there when the typhoon struck and we'd drag every anchor and be smashed on the rocks.
But there are no other coves, Uncle Jim, and we haven't time to get back to Manila.
I know, Jack. There's only one thing for us to do now. We've got a few hours before the typhoon hits. We can carry sail all morning.
You mean that...
I mean the safest thing for us to do now is to get as many miles as we can between us and shore. Then when the typhoon hits, we'll hove to with a storm trysail. And when that blows to pieces, we'll put out our sea anchor and a bag of oil and ride the typhoon out. This storm may be a blessing in disguise.
Did you get that? Uncle Jim is going to ride the typhoon out. While the Black Shark seeks shelter, Uncle Jim and Jack and the others are going to take the Spindrift into the teeth of the storm. They know the Spindrift is a sturdy ship. You've heard of hurricanes, haven't you? Well, let me tell you that a Philippine typhoon is a couple of hurricanes rolled into one with a couple of gales to spare. If you want to see what a real typhoon is like, be sure to listen in tomorrow to an experience you won't forget in a windswept, storm-tossed episode of The Adventure of the Sunken Reef with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, if you've been thinking of treating yourself to a breakfast of champions one of these mornings, let me give you a tip. There's no time like the present to get in on the extra good eating this combination of Wheaties, milk, and fruit is handing out. So tomorrow morning, for sure, have a nourishing, extra good breakfast of champions.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions.